Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Memches, as we continue in Perek Shalosh Aratzos, and we were going to start off with the Arachayim about Emuna, because the Gemara just quoted on Mem Zayin Amabez, the Drasha, the Agada, in the name of Reb Yusta Bar Shunam, that Bisman Kibbutz Galios, when Bnei Yisrael, those who are still in Galus, will get to the border of Eretz Yisrael from the north, the Turi Amana, which is one of the border mountains that we were just talking about, they will sing, and that's based on the Pasuk, Tashuri Meirosh Amana. And we said, Al-Pidrush, and even the Midrashim in Shmos Rabbah, Chav Gimel, talk about the relationship of Amana and Emuna, Bizchus the Emuna, that Klai Yisrael has shown over the long years of Galus, that will be mezakeh them to be able to achieve their to achieve geulah. This reminds us of the Arachayim HaKadosh that talks about Emuna in Parshas B'Shalach. That's where Bnei Yisrael start davening to Hashem in the most dire of situations, and that's where the Chazal say Tafsu Umna Savosam, that they did exactly what their forefathers did, that they the davened Be'ez Sarah. And what does Hashem answer? Matitzak Eli, why are you screaming to me? Why are you crying to me? So ask the Arachayim, Kasha Ulamul Mi Yitzak Imlo Lashem Elokav. Well, who else should they cry to? What are you crying to me? Who else should they cry to? Uverprabe Sara, and especially the time of Sara, Dichsiv Karasi Mitzara Li, as it says in Yonah, Mina Meitzah Karasika, as it says in Tehillim, Vim Litzat Shehirba Lispalel, Haloko Och, oh, they're davening too much? Is there ever too much? Haloko Och Lo Nene, Meha One, Bitsarlo, Lo Yeref Mitila. We should not stop davening. So who else should they? Who else should they daven to? And why should they stop? Odra ani kines kabla tfilaso v'armalo Hashem harim es matcha v'imkade kablana zesh amar matitzak elei lama. So it says Hashem already says, pick up your stick. Hashem's going to do bring a Yeshua. So what exactly is going on here with this reaction? Says the Arachayim, achen yisba'er ha'inyan api ma'amaram, based on the Chazal. She Yisrael hayinusunim bedin. At that moment, Bnei Yisrael were in judgment. We were in din. Ma'elu af elu, just like these, right? So to these, just like these are Odi Avodah Zarah. So to these are Odi Avodah Zarah. V'davar yadua hu ki koach harachamim hu ma'isim tovim esher yasa adam lamata yosifu koach b'midas harachamim. We have to do ma'isim tovim. That helps the dinim and that brings koach harachamim. But vihine litzad shara kel elyon, Hashem saw kaviyachol ki Yisrael kitzurga alei midas hadin was upon us at that moment. Vehein emes ki chafit Hashem litzadek Yisrael. Hashem wanted, only the Arachayim could say something like this, Hashem wanted to bring us a salvation. Aval ein koach berachamim litzad amaisam aniskar. There wasn't enough. There wasn't enough maisam tovim to be zocha to the rachamim. Alkein amar la Moshe. Tshuva nitzachas, matitzak Eli, pirish. What does he say to him? Ein hadavar toli biyadi. You're davening to me? It's not up to me. I can't be machria these scales. Hagam shani chafetz asos nes. I want to do a nes. But, kivin shehim einem ru'uyim midas hadin mona'as. The midas hadin that I created, says Hashem, that prevents me from bringing a Yeshua. Ve'ein b'koach barachamim kenegan midas hadin hamona'as. So what else is there to do? Daber b'nei Yisrael, viso. Pirish, zos ha'etza ha'yeutza. This is the ultimate advice. La'agbir tzad ha'chesed v'arachamim. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yis'atzmu be'emuna b'chaliba. Let them be strong in their emuna. V'yis'u elayam. Walk into the sea. Kodem shi'yichalik, before it splits, al smach ha'bitachon. Based on the bitachon and the emuna, ki ani esalem neis, that I will do an ace for the mubam. So zeh tiskaber harachamim. And through that emuna goes even where tefillah won't be able to go. V'yatarim es matcha v'chulu. That is the Arachayim. So when we talk about the schus of emuna, it started way back when. It started way back in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kriyas Yamsuf. That is what Klal Yisrael showed at that moment. Okay, so now we continue with the next Mishnah. We spoke about the borders, right? Every parak has its topics. We spoke about a parak previously. One parak was all about fertilizer and stones. The previous parak was about different types of fruit and vegetables when they blossom. And this parak is all about borders, And now we have the three areas in the first Mishnah that are full Eretz Yisrael, full Chutz Laretz, and somewhere in the middle. That was the Ole Mitzrayim. The somewhere in the middle that we had the halacha that maybe there's an Isser of Avoda, even though there's no Isser of eating after beer. So now we get to the next area, Surya. Surya, says the Mishnah, Osin Bitalush Bisurya. One is allowed to work with detached produce. Remember the Rambam said in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel that even detached produce, working with produce in Shmita has to be done in an unusual way. So the processing of Talush in Syria, which is going to be one step removed from Eretz Yisrael, right? It's areas of Syria, Lebanon, up north. But the Gemara says it doesn't have full status of Eretz Yisrael, but it's somewhere in the middle. So it's one step removed. So one is not allowed to work the land normally in Syria, but one is allowed to work normally processing with Talush, what was already detached, one step away. Avalo b'mechubar, but not with mechubar. Mechubar, so then since... this is patterned after Eretz Yisrael for Inyani Shemitah. So that is why, when it comes to Mechubar, anything attached, one has to do it in an unusual way, like in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara is going to give examples of that. But just first, what is Surya? So remember, Surya is what the Gemara calls in Gittin and Daf Ches Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid, that it was a land that either, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what exactly was the problem? Says Rashi, Gittin Daf Ches, Pirish, Bekuntris, I'll just read it from Tosfos. Shalo hayu l'sham kol Yisrael biyachad. All of Yisrael weren't there together when David and Melech conquered Syria. Kamosha kibush Yoshua. Ula kibshua l'tzarach kulam. Yoshua benun did it on behalf of everyone as he went from place to place. Avol David lo kavash elo l'tzarcho. David was for more personal to get his malchus wider. Number one. That's the Rashi. But look at Tosfos based on the Sifri. Avol b'Sifri mefarish tamacher b'so parshas vayekev demashma. The entire Eretz Yisrael that was supposed to be captured and conquered was not conquered yet. Kedamar Hasam, Samuch Liplatora Shalcha, Loher Sheta, right, close to your palace, David, you didn't drive out the enemy. Pirish, Yevusi, Shahaya Samuch Lirushalayim, Vyata Holech Vikovesh Aram Naharayim, V'Aram Sova, you want to add on? That was the problem, the order. Aval Acher Shekol Eretz Yisrael Kavshuha. Once all of Eretz Yisrael was Nechmash, Darish Hasa Midachsiv Komakam Ashetidro Kafrag Lachem. Wherever you go, once it's all conquered, Shekol Masha Yikovshim Mechutz Laaretz Hayakadosh Viafilu Yachid. Tosfos says Kibush Yachid means it was done before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Because after Eretz Yisrael was conquered, then even a Kibush Yachid of a Melech would work. Or Salvecha gave the mashal that for Tosfos. And the Sifri, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like an overflowing cup of wine, right? It only overflows when it's full. It has to be full, and then it can overflow. That's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. You can't add on to it if it's not full. If it's full and overflowing, so then it could be added onto. That's also, by the way, why it has to be contiguous. It has to be contiguous. It can't be like a separate area somewhere that's going to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. No, only if it's contiguous. So again, that's the discussion of Kibush Yachid. And that's what the Ras Sirlio says on our Mishnah. V'hai Tana Savar Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush. Our Tana of our Mishnah holds, it's Lo Shmei Kibush. It's not Kibush Da'araisa, and therefore it doesn't have the same status of Eretz Yisrael. U'min Adin Avilon L'Meimar, and it should have been Dinecha V'Nevad. So Syria should have been in Category 3 in the previous Mishnah. That you could eat the fruit without any Kedusha, even after Biur, and it's worked in the normal way. Dumya Debin HaNahar U'mei Amnos V'Lefnim. Since it's not included in the Gvulim, if the borders of Eretz Yisrael, lo niskacha. Ella, the Rabbanan Gozer, the Rabbanan where Gozer to levy Shvius Noeg, but there should be some Shvius that is Noeg in Syria. Why is that? We'll see that, Baruch Hashem, in the first line of the Gemara. But now let's first continue. The Gemara gives examples of what you're allowed to do in Syria. Doshin, Vizorin, Vidarchin, Amrin. All of these are parts of the process of production of the tvua, but it is when it is tolish, when it is already detached, threshing and winnowing, throwing it up and separating, we know from the Lamentes Malachas, Vidarchin and crushing the grapes, Uma Amrin and gathering. So all of those are malachos that are done with tolish, and that's why in Syria that can be done in the normal way. Avalo kotsrin, avalo botsrin, avalo moskin, but not, we don't harvest. All these three words are harvest. In English, it's one word for harvest. In Hebrew, in Mishnaic Hebrew, there is different words depending on what you are harvesting. Kotsrin is just a wheat. Velo botsrin, botsrin is grapes. Velo moskin, harvesting olives. Klal, so that explains what the first line of the Mishnah said. And then Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds, and the Mepharshim wonder what Rabbi Akiva is adding, because he seems to be repeating it in just a different way. Kosha kayotze bo mutter ba'aretz. Everything that is mutter midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's already talush, osan asobr Surya, then in Surya you could do that even without any limitations midrabanan. anything that is aser in Eretz Yisrael, so then midrabanan, so that's going to be mutter in Surya. Like we said, anything that's mutter daraisa is going to be mutter drabanan, and everything that's aser daraisa is going to be aser drabanan in Surya. Interesting that all these the malachas here, the Tosfos Yontif is meir that it's out of order. That if we look in the Shabbos Ayin Gimel in the Bavli, the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, the list of Lamatas Malachas, there's ma'amer is earlier. Ma'amir, you have to gather in the grains before you thresh it, before you crush it up, and then you throw it up in the air. So the Tosfos Yontif just points out it's Shalo Keseder. Shalo Keseder. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah try to figure out exactly why is that. Why would Ma'amir be put later? The Mefarshim, the Melech HaShlomo, the Chidushi Maharich on the page of the old Mishnayis, they're not old, they're new, but old compared to Kahati and the others, says I'll read it from the Chidushi Ma'arich, he says, maybe the Mishnah is telling you in added Chiddush, lo zu av zu, that Ma'amer, even Ma'amer, which is done in the field, so in the field it's very close to being Mechubar. Everything else is a later part of the process, but even an earlier part of the process, like Ma'amer, even that is Mutter in Surya. Maybe that's the chiddush of lozu avzu, even that of a ma'amer. Ma'amer is one of the few malachos that don't really come up. They don't really come up. Almost every malacha, maybe except for like five or six, can come up in one's house. Ma'amer really doesn't come up. Why is that? The Rishonim come up with limitations. The Rishonim come up with limitations. Right? There's a Mishnah in Beitza and Daf Lamed Aleph. Well, first the Gemara says, ain Ma'amer ela bigidule karka. So that's in the Gemara. That's one limitation. So it only applies to things that grow from the grounds. Ayin Gimel, if somebody cleans up and gathers, Ma'amer is gathering. Somebody gathers up their svarim after using them, there's no Ma'amer. Right? So ain imur ela bigidule karka. But it's interesting that the Rambam's lashon, he says, Hama'amer ochlin. Hama'amer ochlin. Parachas halacha hey im lachila if your ma'amer ochlin if you gather them to eat shiru kagrogris the shiru kagrogris v'im lebehema and if you gathered it in for to feed an animal kamali pikdi v'im lasaka k'di lavasha v'yakala what depending on what the purpose of your gathering it will determine the shear. So that's the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch wonders what is the Rambam saying with that extra word food. Why ha'ma'amer ochlin? Where does the Rambam get that from? To Ma'amer lav dafka ba'ochlin, as the Minchas Chinuch in the Mosach HaShabbos. The Mosach HaShabbos is the Minchas Chinuch on Parshas Yisro, on the mitzvah of Malacha b'Shabbos. So he has a little section, beautiful, each one on each Malacha. On each Malacha he talks about some lumdis and some halacha. So he asks on this Rambam, to Ma'amer lav dafka ba'ochlin, who adin be'etzim b'chadome. Right, it ain't imur ela be'gidule karka. But gedule karka includes many things other than food. Ule'eze inyan kasav kantevas ochlin. Why does he write Ochlin here? So umistafina lomar davar chadash, says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm going to say something pretty new. To efshar, das harambam, to melechas imer, lo shayach rak ba'ochlin velo ba'etzim, v'yafilu, efshar afilu macho behema, for any food, only by food. Maybe even animal food, but that's got to be food. To stam ochlin haynu machal adam, alkin karos of tekef, that's why right after he says, if it's for animal fodder, because that also has the status of food. Mikol makom, then he says, Khan, even though he gives examples of Eitzim in the Pirush Mishnayos, he was Chozer Bo. V'yadua kama pavim Chazer Abeinu b'chiburo, mimashakasa b'pirush l'mishnah. Many times he was Chozer Bo. Va'af delo neida meichan yatzazel Rabbeinu. And even though, says the Minchas Chinuch, we're not sure of the Rambam source of why it should be limited to food, efshar shematza be'ezamakom givur b'kam makom b'hamim. Many times the Rambam will quote something and we don't know what his source is. V'teikef binyan zeh ba'alacha, shachar zeh katzav mekabit tveila. He gives an example. Since there's no Gemara that the Beferish says against the Rambam, you can't throw out the Rambam and reject it because you don't know what the source is. The Rambam's eye saw more than our eye. Wow. And then he says, but maybe I'll tell you a source. Maybe I'll tell you a source for how the Rambam limits it to food. And that's the Mishnah in Beitza and Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah there discusses that you're allowed to bring wood in on Yantif, as long as it's not muksa. You could bring in wood in order to use for firewood, menam asadem, menam achunas, afilu menam afuzar, even if it's scattered around, you're allowed to bring in wood from the yard. Say as Tosfos. Okay, fine. It's not an issue of muksa as long as you designate it beforehand. What about Emor? What about Emor? Why is it Ma'amer? Ma'amer isn't one of the ochel nefesh malachas that are mutter. It's midisha mi later on in the process. Tosfos, teimaha, ma'amer du'av malacha. Answer, v'yesh lomar, jalo shayach imur, ela b'makam shagdelim sham. Oh, Another limitation. Emor not only applies to gidule karka, things that grow from the ground, but it has to be in the place where it grew. Apples under the apple tree. That's emor. But if you have apples that fell down in your kitchen and you gather them up, that's mutter. It's only emor in the makam shegadelim sham. Says the Menachas Chinuch. Maybe the Rambam had a different answer to this question. Different answer is the kasha. And what's the answer? Only by food. It doesn't apply by wood. Right, and that's the message of the Rambam. And then he quotes, maybe this is also gives us an insight into our Rashi, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, that Tzadi Vavim Abeis, that talks about what did the Mekoshesh do? Which Av Malacha? So one says, Ma'aver Daladam, which is the Rabbim. Some say Tolesh. Some say Ma'amer. Ma'amer is one of the opinions of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rashi, on that Lashon Ma'amer. Ma'amer, Tolushin, Ve'imran. Kidda Amrinan, Haiman, the cut of Milcha, Chaimisha, Ma'amer. What's Rashi adding? Right, we don't know Ma'amer is an Av Malacha. He has to quote that the Ma'amer by Kanef Milcha. So maybe Rashi is emphasizing against the Rambam. Don't think that by Eitzim is not Shayach Ma'amer. And that's why Dafka says it's by salt and by other things. So maybe that's a chiddush that the Menachas Chinuch has in the Rambam. So again, Ma'amer is only by Makam Gidulo, only Gidule Karka, maybe the Rambam only by food. There's also Ein Imur Achar Imur. The Tosas Rid has that in the seventh parak. So many different limitations, which basically takes Imur out of the realm of Halacha Lamaisa pretty much. Okay, so this is all the Mishnah about Surya. The Mishnah about Surya. Maybe we could talk about Dash a little bit, but let's continue, and then we'll see if we'll come back to the Malacha of Dash. Osin Batalish Besurya. So the Mishnah says, Surya has some limited halachas of Eretz Yisrael. So why is that? As the Rosh Sirlio said on the Mishnah, if it's Kibush Yach, Lashme Kibush, so it should just be like Chutz La'aretz. Because we're nervous if it's very close to Eretz Yisrael, and if it doesn't have Hilcha Shmita, people will just move there. People will just go there. We don't have to worry about Shmita. We'll have plenty to eat. We don't have to not work our lands, right? To be ma'odei, to encourage Yish of Eretz Yisrael, right? Even then, people wanted the easy way out, right? So it's easy to go there, and I don't have to worry about all of these limitations. Holchinu mishtakin sham. So the Gemara says, "Betolash lo mahu mutter." So why don't you give it the same exact halachas as Eretz Yisrael? Why is it mutter? So sometimes the Gemara will say, "We still wanted to have a chiluk. We want people to know the difference between the Daraisa and the Darabanan." But here the Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara says, "No, you don't have to go all the way. Why? Min go duchami raf chakariv. If somebody sees such a small profit from going there, meaning by talish you could process the fruit, the fruits and vegetables and gross, you could do it normally." So how much is that going to save them normally? Low nafik. So first, it's not going to go out for that. You look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, for that little bit, pirish, but dafka hitiru betalish. They dafka allow talish. Why? Because it's a double-edged sword. She'im lo yatiru. If you don't allow the talish right in Surya, they're going to try to go even farther out. Yelech v'yishtaka b'chutzlar. It's mamish. Avalachar sharoa revach muat b'makom karov b'Surya. If you see a little bit, lo yetzi l'chutz laretz, we call makom, kivan she'ino chayv, ela revach muat, because it's only a little bit, lo yelchu akol l'shtakei Hashem. So it's a balance of keeping them in Eretz Yisrael and not getting them, encouraging them to go very far, to go very far. Okay, so you got to keep it there. Keep Surya a little bit like Eretz Yisrael and a little bit not in terms of the halachas. Rabbi Yossi bar bun bo kumi rabbi mana, ma'olitcho nemagoy ba'aretz. What about grinding? Grinding is one of these malachas that are with talush. And in Eretz Yisrael, right, that's the real din, so you have to do it in an unusual way. But what if it's the goy's wheat? What about the goy's wheat? So do you have to do that in an unusual way or not? The Chazon Ish says, what's the suffix here in Gimel Chav Gimel? The suffix is, did Chazal aser the maisa or aser the act of acting like a bailim? Gimel Chav Gimel. The Mesafkale, he quotes this question, and then he says, Igazru chachamim iser al hamalacha, oze iser al habailim, shalo yehe kenoheg bailus. A lot of Hilchah Shemitah are about not acting like the owner. Don't act, even like, there's no mitzvah to give the aniyim. It's the mitzvah to leave it and let the aniyim take it. You can't act like a bailim. That's what the message of Shemitah is. That's the question here. Did they aser the act of regular processing, or is it acting like an owner? And then if it's the goyis, then it shouldn't be usser. So Amar Le, Manisa Amar Shu usser. What do you mean? So Rimana answers, the Mishnah sounds like it's usser. Why? Tetanina, our Mishnah says, Osim betalush besuria avaloba mechubar. You are allowed to do normal talush in Surya, but not mechubar. Haba'aretz afilu betalush yasser. Mashba then in Eretz Yisrael, all talush is going to be usser, even anybody's. Doesn't limit it. Sounds like anybody's. So therefore, it is mashla that's going to be usher. This Gemara, there's ten of them, but this Gemara is one of the rayas that is brought by the Mabit, again, and later on by the Maharit to defend his ancestor against the Beis Yosef. Remember the major machlok, as we mentioned often, the Beis Yosef, or Beis Yosef Cairo says that karka owned by a guy in Eretz Yisrael is mafkia, the Kedusha Shvius, which is the minag of most places, but the Chazon Ish held by, and the Bnei Brak holds like the Mabit, that no, it still has Kedusha, but you see from here. See from here that are you allowed to be tochen grind with a guy? So obviously it has Kedusha. If it doesn't have Kedusha, then what are we talking about? So the Beis Yosef has an ukimta, it was a Jew that the guy now has. Okay, gotta work it out. Fine. Says the Gemara, Makam shu necha v'lo nevad. So now we're going back. Remember we said that in the first Mishnah we had the three different places. Total Eretz Yisrael, total Chutz La'aretz, and then in the middle, the place that you are allowed to eat from the fruits after beer, it doesn't have full Kedusha, but you're not allowed to work the land. So he asked the Gemara, in that middle place, Makam shu necha v'lo nevad, the place that Oli Mitzrayim went up to, but the Oli Bavel did not reconquer it. Ma'ol Asker Behem Tosham, could you rent out your animal there? Maybe people are going to work it during Shemitah. But it's only Drabanan anyway. In Eretz Yisrael, you cannot, as we learned earlier, you can't be Maskir the Behemoth to somebody who might work it during Shemitah. But what about in this case where it's only in a Drabanan anyway? So Rav Levi, Tzan Bar Yashal, Rav Yitzlag, Rav Imi, V'Asru, and they Asrud. Rav Oshia, Yahiv La'amamaya Pritin. Rav Oshia, even the money that if you rented it to a guy and the guy paid you, Rav Oshia made you give the money away. Yohiv l'amamaya pritin, right? Give the money away. But lo mishum du aser. Not because Rav Oshia felt against Rav Levi, against Rav Yitzchak and Rav Imi that it was aser. El shlo liyachid b'hem tuha magoi. That there was more in the days of the Mishnah, it seems, and the days of the Gemara, there was more of a chashash of mishkav behema, of bestiality. So there was a limitation on yichud with animals, as the Gemara earlier mentioned as well. I think in Maseches Kedushin it talks about it towards the end. But the Gemara here says that's why Rev Oshia didn't want the Jew to be maske the animals to the guy because of the yichud that the guy might take advantage. Again, this is a certain type of idolatrous nations, as the Meiri writes in Baba Kama a few times, that there was a real chash of Mishka Behema. Okay. Umanan Kayamin, next line, last section. What are we talking about now in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that Mechubar, right, you have to treat differently. You have to treat differently Mechubar in Shemitah. Now we're getting into, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael. So what fruits and what produce are we talking about? In Beperish Shishas, Shenechnos Ulishvias, are we talking about Shishas fruit? So then it already had a chanat already blossomed in the sixth year, and they're just still on the tree in the seventh year, and therefore you have to harvest them in an unusual way. Afilu Beretz Mutter. What do you mean? Even in Eretz Yisrael, that should be Mutter. Why? Because it doesn't have Kedusha. Right? Peros go by chanata. Tevua goes by shlish, as we learned earlier. So if it's sixth year fruit and produce, then why should there be any limitations? Then Beperes Shvias, Shayatzel Mose Shvias, and if it's Shemitah fruit, it blossomed and we have our shlish during Shemitah, and it's just on the tree after Shemitah, but then Lachrosh Mutter, Felixer Aser, it sounds like from the Mishnah that everything's Aser. But Harisha should be Mutter, Hamisha is just about the land. And the land during the eighth year, you're allowed to work. It's just that the fruit has Kedusha, and you might have to harvest it differently. So ask the Gemara, what is the Mishnah talking about? So Elakianan Kaiman, Peperes Shvias Bishvias. It must be talking about Peperes Shemitah in Shemitah. Not only did it blossom during Shemitah, you're actually trying to work it during Shemitah and harvest it, and that's the problem. Good. Rabbi Chuna Azal Tzur. Rabbi Chuna went to Tzur. Tzur is up north. We know the king of Tzur, Chiram. Chiram was a very wealthy king, and he helped out David. He sent David a lot of raw materials and carpenters to build his own house, and then he helped out Shlomo build the Beis HaMikdash. That was a lot of famous, the Levanones, that's Chiram, in Sefer Shmuel. So Rav Chuna, Azal Etzur, V'Azalon, Hada Ashkeyasa, Rav Huna went to Tzur, and he asked them to water their plants in the normal way. What with Tzur? So the Rosh Hashulio says, Afa gadlo kavshu lo elav lo elu, even though it wasn't conquered, ve'ena kedusha lo gara misurya. It's no worse than Surya. And we should be gozer there, because the same reasons of Surya being close by and people running there should apply to Tzur. So Rav Huna went there and he said, people can't, we said in the Mishnah, you can't work the lands, so he asked watering. So Shamar Rav Yossi v'amar v'yos. Rav Yossi heard about it and said, I agree, v'yos is appropriate. V'hada lo b'mechubar hi, isn't watering considered working with mechubar, and therefore it should be limited, says the Gemara 1 minute. But didn't we learn in the first Mishnah in Moed Katan? Fatanin and Mashkin based Ashlachin b'moed u'b'shvias, you're allowed to water irrigation fields. Water, raining fields that don't just rely on rain, but irrigated fields which need your watering, you're allowed to water it during Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah. So how can we say here that that's even in Eretz Yisrael, forget the Tzur, even in Eretz Yisrael you're allowed to water the plants? The answer is the Gemara, similar to what we had before, Amar Yudin Lizraim Shabo. No, if it's a watering that you need to save the seeds, that the seeds could still exist, so then that's what's mutter. That's the Mishnah in Moed Katan. Mashka b'tzashlochen. What's Rav Chanina, Rav Huna talking about, and Rav Yossi? That's extra watering. Extra watering where you want to do it for the betterment, to make it better, right? So that's where it's a problem. Rav Huna would aser tosefes, where it's lahatzmiach to get the ground ready for a plowing. So that is not allowed. Rabbi Mana boy meata ye motolachbar shalhan. Rabbi says, if it's true that anything for the good of the seeds, so they don't just die, is allowed, so you should even be able to plow in certain situations. And there's no answer to that question. But again, as we learned all the way back at the beginning of the Masechta, anything, the difference between avruye ilana and achushe ilana, anything that's to help the tree survive, that's fine. Anything to make it grow better, that is going to be usher during Shemitah. Interesting, beis hashlachin, we know the Mishnah, beis hashlachin, is the way to say irrigation. The first Tosas Arash in Moed Katan says, based quoting from the Gemara, based on the pasuk, is Eretz Ayifa Utsmei Alamayim, a land that is weary and thirsty for water. Kidachsiv Ayif Viyageya, as the pasuk says by Amalek, Umetargamina and Mishalhi Veloi, they're worn out. Rav Nissen Alpert has an interesting comment. He says, who in the Torah is called Ayif? Ayif is not something that, people who accomplish a lot, and then at the end of the day, it doesn't say the others were Ayif. When David HaMelech brought the Aron, and he came back after an exhausting day, the Navi doesn't call him Ayif. Ayif is a negative. When somebody has a lot to do, they might be exhausted, but they're not Ayif. Right? And that's the Lashon. Beit HaShlachin, it means you have to, it's a field that's Ayif. A field can be called Ayif, but only Esav. Esav is called Ayif, because he doesn't have the focus of what to accomplish in terms of productive activities. Okay, so Amar Yidlo Zeroyim Shabo, and we had the Mishnah. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Onions, back to onions. Bitzalim, if you have sixth-year onions, sheyardu aleim geshamim v'tzimchu, you have sixth-year onions, they were detached. They were detached, but as we learned earlier, you left them on the ground. And then it rained on them, and then they grew a little more in the seventh year. They were sixth-year onions. No, they were already detached, and therefore it's 6 years. But then, when it rains, sometimes onions, right, we even know, we have onions in the kitchen, and sometimes they grow things out of them, just like potatoes, they have ears. And so, sixth-year onions that it rained on them. Vitzimchu, and then they grew a little bit. They grew a little bit. Again, the Tosfos wonders in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalid, they must have actually been detached then, or even if they were roi to be detached. It could even be, Tosfos has a day there that even if it's roi to be detached, you could already go by that. Not mamish after lakita, but after roi lakita. Okay, but either way, if you have betzalim, onions, sheyado aleim gesham vitzimchu, im hayu alan shalen shchorim, if the leaves are dark green, so then you know some of the nutrients also came from the ground. Because that's a simin and asurin, and therefore, in this mixture, it was a six-year onion. But now you have more, you have seventh-year growth from the onion, and the Gemara is going to say, and the Gemara says elsewhere, gidulin mevatlin as ha'ikr. The Mefarshim here quote that. And the growths are mevatlin, even though the ikr is mutter. It's from the sixth year, and you only have a little bit of growth, and therefore, if it's dark green, you knew it came from the ground, nourished from the ground, and therefore it's usser. Horiku harilu mutarim. But if it's pretty light green and more pale, so then it is mutter. We assume that it only grew from the from within itself, so to speak, and not from the ground. Rabbi Chinin ben Atigan Asamar, a different way to determine. If the leaves are very strongly connected to the onions, then it's asur, because then it must have grown new. Because if it was old from last year, the leaves wouldn't be as connected, as tight. And keneged kain, and the same type of halacha would be, not sixth year going into seventh year, but mosoi shvius mutarin. Seventh year going into eighth year. And the Mefarshim here, the Mara Folda, points out, what does it mean exactly? Not exactly seventh year going into eighth year, as I just said. Because then what? Well, here, and then it grew a little bit in the eighth year, the whole thing's going to be mutter? We're going to be makel so much? No, we're not going to be that makel. But the case of the last line is, the Mara Folda quotes this from the earlier Rishonim. It grew in the sixth year, the same case of our case. It grew in the sixth year, so it was mutter. And then it grew a little bit from the rain in the seventh year. So now the whole thing becomes usher because of the little growth. But now, that happens again in the eighth year. So that little growth in the eighth year can be mevatel little growth in the seventh year and make it all mutter again. Right? That's what it means. Kamotso kamot keneged kain, motsoi shvius mutarin. Okay? We have to start by the Shem with the Gemara. Next time, we'll stop here.